Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346, M.R., Number 332, Development of Dr. Kellogg's Pantheistic Views. Soon after Dr. Kellogg first connected with the sanitarium, I was shown that he was in danger of entertaining false views of God. I labored with him, telling him that his case had been presented to me and that I had been shown just what the holding of such ideas would lead to. I told Elder Jones that which the Lord has presented to me in regard to the source from which the doctor was receiving his education in these seductive theories. I told him that our brother was under the influence of satanic agencies, and that for so long a time had he been working away from the principles of truth and righteousness, that he had been entangled, and had in himself no power to escape from the snare of the enemy. Before leaving Washington for Berrien Springs, I was instructed upon some points regarding the work at Battle Creek. In the night season, I was in a large meeting. Dr. Kellogg was speaking, and he was filled with enthusiasm regarding his subject. His associate physicians and ministers of the gospel were present. The subject upon which he was speaking was life, and the relation of God to all living things. In his presentation, he cloaked the matter somewhat, but in reality, he was presenting scientific theories which are akin to pantheism, as of the highest value. One by my side told me that the evil angels had taken captive the mind of the speaker. Dr. Kellogg has been studying these matters for a long time and has been preparing himself to present his ideas and to lead souls to adopt them. 64, 1904, pages 1, 2. A Warning Against Deceptive Teaching, June 23, 1907. Released August 9, 1973.